4SOE. What's up, dude?
FEMA. There's FEMA sitting there right beside the Mercedes place at entrance of 280.
Coming all in and spreading out, I'm hearing.
Yeah, they're inching towards you.
Once they leave us alone and let us feed water people, they got to do what they got to do. They got their own mission, I guess. Be protected from that because they're a VOAD. Doesn't mean they won't try, though. They're with the government. They're here to help.
Okay, I thought I just mentioned that. N4A's Eddie.
All right, you driving back down the mountain?
We're heading toward Easley.
On your way down. W4SOE.
N4A's Eddie.
Eddie, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. There you listen. Well, we got a hot shower today. Felt kind of good. Got a free meal up at Walmart in Weaverville, too, so that was kind of nice, too.
Did you get power back?
Bridge is open down here at Craggy now. Apparently, they had it closed, just making sure the bridge was safe. And we drove down to there today, and they got new poles. They're stretching up across the river. Got some wires on it, but they don't have anything on it, any juice on it or whatever yet. So I'm thinking that's where our power comes from, is across the river that way.
Very good. Well, I keep hoping y'all get some power and things can get back to normal. And keep thinking about Luke, too, the mess they're in with the car tag.
Straightened out though, and Mike is over halfway back to Texas now, so he's doing good.
Well, I'm gonna stop and get us something to eat on the way home. I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. I got to get back to work on my truck. Part of this. You trying? You're not making a repeater.
Let you go.
He said there.
Oh, he did.
Anyway, all right, well, I'll be listening. I'm going to turn back over to the other radio and listen to some. They talk about efforts and all that. So if you want to talk to me on this, send me a text message first.
I'll hop out of here myself. We're going over to the neighbor's house in a little while anyway. See you, bro. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie.
I hope things get better. And keep us informed, KC4SKD.
E-E-E-C-Q.
Eddie?
4-E-E-E, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Echo. Looking for some information storm-related.
W4SOE, come again?
Is looking for some information on parks, primarily maybe county parks, say Warpath, or anything like that, if stuff's open.
Have that information in front of me. I can Google it for you real quick if it helps.
Just wondering if, with all these storms that have gone through, if there was any storm reports for damage at those parks, and maybe if they had cleared some of them.
If that information had come about, it hasn't brought me here. I need to...
watching the sunset.
I have not heard information on the situation that was come across. I think it's safe to assume all or most parks or at least damaged enough to get it.
might just still roll the dice and report back. KO4 EEE monitoring.
KO4 EEE, this is W4SOE.
SOE, KM4 EFT.
EFT, W4SOE. Hello, Miss Shannon. I was looking for you earlier.
What did I miss?
If you happen to write down the names and call signs of when you went over there to check on Steve, did you catch any of the other? Found out there's another Mars member that's in Hendersonville that hasn't been heard from since the storm. I'm hoping maybe they were all together.
I actually don't know if they're Mars for sure, but there are some hams from Atlanta there running heavy equipment. They brought some heavy equipment to, I was over there again today because a ham that I talked to there yesterday is in Hendersonville, KN4KWA. Charles was there yesterday, and I got his number, and he texted me today and asked me for help putting up a garage type temporary garage that his Steve's equipment things up there that KM4 EFT.
That's the last half of that. Sound like you're in a better spot at the moment. Try that again.
My battery might be dropping too low. I'm at home right now.
Got the name of a guy. If you want to call me back when your radio situation is a little better, I'll give you his name and call sign. We'll see if that was one of the ones that you met.
Think that he's a Mars member, though.
Yeah, he is. We know that for sure. And there's another guy named Robert Felt. His address is 1403 Fifth Avenue West in Hendersonville. His ham call sign is Whiskey 4 Romeo Yankee Foxtrot.
Call and the address again.
A Felt call sign Whiskey 4 Romeo Yankee Foxtrot, and the address is 1403 Fifth Avenue West in Hendersonville.
I don't think he was there because the other hams that are there are from Atlanta, and I don't think he was there.
We hadn't heard from him since Friday either, so I was hoping maybe they were all together when you went down there and they were helping each other out, but it doesn't sound like it.
He's not. I don't think he's there, but there was another ham who did come by, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him before. I think he left, actually, before I left. Let me just try this in shorter spurts.
A good job now. It's doing a good job. Well, if you're ever over by Fifth Avenue, if that's even accessible, I don't want you to get yourself in trouble, but if you're ever by Fifth Avenue and can check on that guy, that'd be great.
I don't know when I'll be done helping. Tomorrow I'm going back over to help put this garage thing up that me and another ham's putting up there. At Steve's house?
Sure. If you still got a pen, I'll give you my number and you can just text me. If that works better. If you're able to get over there. If you're not, you're not. It's fine.
Text you if I go over to check it out?
But whatever you're able to do. I know radio sometimes is a little weird, and it can get busy here. So if you want to take my number, I'll give you the number. And if you make contact with them, just text me, and I can pass that on to the command.
Our service has been kind of dipping into zero around here today for some reason, but go ahead and give me your number. Maybe it won't be like that tomorrow.
Picking up on this machine, too, so the number is 931-217-5700, and my call sign is Whiskey 4 Sierra Oscar Echo.
I should be able to make it over there sometime tomorrow. That's not all that far from where I am. I'm on the east side, but I should be able to go check it out sometime.
If you do, and I already owe you for finding Steve, so just put it on my tab.
I have it like that, so it's no big deal. I'm just kind of stuck here. You know, I haven't been working this week, so I'm just kind of stuck right now.
You're out and about for sure, and I really appreciate you. W4SOE.
You be safe too, doing whatever that you're doing. Because I know we're all doing stuff that we, some of it stuff we don't usually do, and that's going to make it easier to mess up. KM4EFT.
Called amateur radio. It's just a license to learn. And be safe out there, Shannon. And I'm going to clear with you. Have a good night, and or come on back next time you're around. W4SOE.
KM4EFT. Be clear.
SOE, KD9MKR.
KR, this is W4SOE.
Yeah, Sean, did you get a hold of Philip?
Some information, and I did tell him, you know, before you do anything, coordinate with me, because there's not a need on a particular day. No point going up. And also,
as long as you got a hold of him. I think he may drop by here about 8 o'clock tonight. I'm not sure. At least he said he'd be in touch with me. So, and I can help him with his radio if he's still having trouble.
His machine and the Mount Mitchell machine as two good ones for this area. There may be others I'm just not aware of, but that should get him most of the way here.
I'll be listening for a while. This is KD9MKR clear with W4SOE.
Scott, thanks. W4SOE.